Rodney, you've been pretty influential in the hip-hop scene from when you first started to now. What do you think of the state of play of hip-hop today?
It's very interesting because I had an argument with someone who said, yeah, I'm old enough to be Stormzy's dad. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, if my son had a number one album, I would be very, very happy.
Yeah.
And my sons do make music.
Mm.
And I can't wait till they get their number one album. And, you know, I'll be crying.
Yeah.
I will be crying because that's always what I want. The state of hip-hop today is that we have a lot of genre, like, alignments and divisions.
Mm.
So some people want to say grime ain't hip-hop. Some people want to say that ragga hip-hop ain't really hip-hop. The debate keeps going on, but it keeps everybody interested because everybody needs energy from what they attach themselves to as such. You know, British R&B is not really doing it anymore.
Mm.
British hip-hop is, but, you know, they created this new thing. Even Dizzy Rascal says, no, I don't like that term grime because he's an artist. He's a rapper.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's a really good answer. Well, what are your thoughts on hip-hop's kind of mainstream transition away from storytelling? I guess you have lots of artists out there that are just hook lines kind of cats. What are your thoughts on that, a movement away from storytelling?
I think there's always been a vehicle within the movement of hip-hop that has been beyond one kind of molecular structure.
Mm.
It's always been that you express what's within you. You know, Slick Rick was amazing. He's one of the best. Mm. Slick Rick is one of the best.
Justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked round good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who we saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap? He said,
I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun.
He went outside but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on.
Uh-huh.
Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story.
17. In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Uh-huh. Just another case about the wrong path. Uh-huh. Straight and arrow are your soldiers cast. Good night, good night, good night. Knock him out the box. Knock him out, bro.
Yet, you know, someone like ODB, he brought an energy to the table. I can't remember the last time Method Man told a story. I ain't got, you know, Loyal Kana, he tells stories. That's his business. And he's very good at what he does.
I was sat up on the train, staring out the window at the rain. I heard this little lady must have felt the pain. Ask her mum if the blazing sun will ever shine again. I felt ashamed, feel the same, not a mother though. Nah, started to laugh, got her son involved. I mentioned the past like a running joke, and told her without all the rain, there's no stunning growth. Close, to everything and nothing. Picture past the honeymoon and bluffing, where the wooden spoon is only cuffing. Short of the discussion, but the roots can't maneuver out of nothing. I've been suffering these dreamy days, remedying lust. Don't hold any memories of us, rather hold you every day until the memories are dust. Yo, we only call the train, cause you know I hate the bus. Never get enough.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face, some relate. Leave everything in yesterday.
They ask about the Bible I was reading. Told them that the title was misleading. Labeled it Jerusalem, but really it's for cooking Middle East. And I could see the mind was changing with the seasons, shaded for a reason. They would start decreasing, leaving like the orange in the evening. It was creeping through the clouds, but now I'm proud to see the images releasing. I just wish the little lady could have seen them, but she was dreaming. Reckon she's standing with her mum, second to her look. Mother, here's the sun, rooted in the moment till the memories are done. So I sit and start to wonder on the woman she'll become. Wonder if I had a son or a daughter. Ones that I brought up never strong, never telling me to run, never trying to find a son, trying to get it done. Yo, I wonder if she'd ever be as clever as her mum. One.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face, some relate. Leave everything in yesterday. Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face, some relate. Leave everything in yesterday.
Stormzy, he tells a story in another way.
So you think storytelling's still there? It's just the form or the way that they tell the story has just changed a little bit.
Of course, you know, I was looking at Tony Rotten the other day from Black Twang, and he's really, you know, he's always had that linguistic value, and he tells stories in a way that's close to Slick Rick, but Slick Rick is the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. And he, you know, Slick Rick did about 16 years in jail. It's very sad. Yeah. You know, such a talented person. But then, you know, my hero, like Rakim.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full.
Thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. We still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Big Daddy Kane, they tell stories as well, and they drop knowledge as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good answer. I guess the next question is, what's your approach to collaboration? You've collaborated with Fortet, Metronomy. How did those come about? Was that something that you were actively reached out to them, or did you dig their vibe, or did they approach you, or...
I think with Fortet, it's a very funny situation because I like what he does, but I've never really had a conversation with him.
So that was a digital kind of a purely digital relationship type
thing.
Yeah,
we just did email. And that was that. But I loved what he delivered to the process, and he also pissed me off as well, as in that he wouldn't accept the way I delivered my vocal to him. But
is that why he chopped it up a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah, he had a different vision, and that vision, it's really worked out. And I send a shout out to him to say thank you for not trusting me with what I wanted to do.
Yep. Elevated poetry, flowers, it's all flowetry, power, prepare, honors to honors, deep, I'm on it, so here for hours and hours in here, shedding them tears of joys, oi, but lois of noise, not so, got from got to get, got on get me, whether you do or you don't, it don't sweat me, teeth with technique, but bear not the passion, we smash your little half heart, beating you back to being, so brace, man of the ground, man of the sound, man from now. Will resound from the found, in the foundry. Kicking it down, every bound, up a boundary. Shaka shaka, yes, Zulu Zulu now. Got the spirit now, it can't fool who now. Got the tool to do the must do to get down. Got the get now, no fear, no fret now. Tear the tech techniques in your boat race. Hold the space, I lace the bar. Par for par, play the part, yet and never partly. Connect more scars to the rock, not scartly.
What about with metronomy? Like when I'm at the gym and I'm running, Let the Spirit is one of my tracks because, I don't know, it gives me a bit of energy, you know? What was it like working with was it him or with them?
Yeah, I worked with Joseph, and Joseph is a nutter.
He's a crazy man.
He's not, I don't think he's crazy, but he's into his music. And yeah, working with Joseph was... He let me do what I wanted to do, and then he told me what to do. And
you didn't like that second bit?
Yeah, that bit there was hard, but I value his input, and I can still hear it today.
Yeah,
and when his new albums come on, and it's like all of a sudden, he sold nearly like 450,000 in Europe. It's like wow. You had a really good idea, and that is Let the Spirit is a very big song in my set list. Very, very big.
In this, gentlemen, most distinguished, pepper format, linguistics, mystic in one's approximation, glorified we style my formation. It's my duty to the declaration, word power inside my decoration. I don't matter, get to Tom Guang, go get things. Man, I'm on our vet, so steady, we set things. Ordered lead, the ordered be, the tenement sent with the sword for thee.
down clashing the rest of the crew. Simply done by the things we do. Grown men set in the trend, study the zen. Real, we feel, rewind, we come again. Ever more bouncy, no need to re-announce me. Trying, they try, but they just can't denounce me.
They shall all know me. Let the spirit move you.
Cause we're growing.
Let the spirit soothe you.
So that means my pen.
Let the spirit know you.
Holy Ghost, hit man again.
Let the spirit move you.
They shall all know me.
Let the spirit move you.
Amount, trouble to part the pure heart. Resource from the first resort, the word spoke. Actuality is of the zone and emotion. We make the most of the cozy commotion. Akin to things, we're into things. It's with mind and soul, we bling within. Stay true to us, we do for us. Article of that such and such. Man a man, been anointed from long time. Man a man, seen a point from long time. And yes, it's very necessary with we. And that necessity be of the utmost importance. Applied with that urgency. The we, the us, the I and the T. Set for motion, we shall be freed.
They shall all know me. Let the spirit move you.
Cause we're growing.
Let the spirit soothe you.
So that means my pen.
Let the spirit know you.
Holy Ghost, hit man again.
Let the spirit move.
I was sensitive, you ain't down for mine, I can sense your shit. Stick to my own, I ain't one to mix with the hoopla, rah, rah, or the pull of tricks. Friends come and go, but we hip it to the causes. Reason and stature, my definition of the Lord is the strength that break the shackle and chain. The strength that break the shackle and the vein.
Let the spirit move you. Let the spirit soothe you.
Do you get sick of playing Witness, or do you?
No. It's really weird. It sounds different every time.
Mm.
I ain't got a clue.
Yeah.
How it works.
Yeah. It just sounds different.
It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I do muck about with the crowd and say, oh, I'm not playing it tonight.
Yeah.
And they
don't like that. Yeah.
They really don't.
Yeah, how much of being a performer or an artist is like showmanship when you're on the stage? Is that a big part of it, or is that, I don't know, to you with your live acts, is that something you try to do, or is it?
In terms of showmanship, one has to put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And bring something.
Mm-hmm.
To the people that
right.
That is it.
Mm.
But hopefully soon I think I will be able to think more about showmanship.
Mm.
You know, that sulfur on the stage.
Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is music making kind of like, is it therapeutic for you? Is it like when you go into the studio, is it a pleasant state, or like what does it do to your mindset for making music as such? Is it a good thing, or?
I think when it comes to therapy, yeah, definitely.
Mm.
If I'm not making music, I'm gonna be in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very valuable emotional extent. It's what grounds me.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes life for me purposeful. You know, it's something. You know, I bother my wife all the time with my nonsensical existence of, did you hear how I made that snare sound? Did you hear how I rapped over that groove? It's my existence.
So those little intricacies are like huge for you type thing?
They're what I live for.
The next question is around your creative approach. Like, I've interviewed other artists in the past and they've had quite a systematic approach where they wake up, they have their breakfast, they do some exercise and they hit the studio. What's your process like? I have others that are on the other extreme who just walk around and whenever they feel like it, they jump in and that's their most effective creative flow kind of process. Do you have one, or does it change? Or,
well, because I've got a really large family, it means that I have to slot it in to a time of day. Yet, I get disturbed. It's like the ghost of hip hop. He comes to me. And they wake me up, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just there. My manager bought me some equipment the other day, and it just like, I love new equipment. I live for getting things new. I'm not really allowed to buy anything myself anymore because I buy too much stupidness. But you know, it's one of them things. When you're a shopaholic, that's your business. You know, when we go to shopaholic class, we sit down and we study why we shouldn't buy in the erratic way that we buy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big issue to me, even for me, like consumerism and how I spend. I get sucked into all that stuff. I bought one of those Amazon Echoes the other day. You know, those things that you can talk into.
Can I borrow it?
But it's like, I don't need that. And the only reason I use it is so I can shout out and be like, Echo, play me this track, and then it'll play it. But I spend an arm and a leg on that, and it doesn't do anything to me, you know?
I got sucked in
by technology and all the shit. So it's an interesting one, right?
I really respect your... I do that. Yeah. So bad.
It's not just you, Rodney. I think it's half the world, and I think there needs to be an education. Next question is, what outside of music are you interested in? Like, are you into poetry, film, or, you know, like eating or food or anything? Or
I like high end Jamaican food. I do like underground poetry, but. One of the biggest things right now is birds.
Birds?
Yeah.
Like bird spotting or like
bird? Just knowing what a bird is called. There's some amazing birds. Ducks and I can't remember the other names. It's terrible. Like kingfishers.
Yeah.
And
you should come to New Zealand. There's so much of that.
It's the thing. And then there's also... You know, just because I've got a disorder, like a spatial awareness disorder, it's also land. I really like to be around land, and I can really appreciate land. You know, I can remember being at a festival in New Zealand. I cannot remember what it was called, and the land had such a presence. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful experience.
That's a great answer. What has been your biggest creative influence, and how has it kind of manifested in your work?
It definitely is Rakim, Rakim Allah, and Eric B, who introduced me to a linguistic context that resonated with me so heavily that, you know, when I see Rakim, I have to run because I owe him some money.
You know,
it's like, whoa. It's like the influence I've taken from him is very heavy. But, you know, he's an entity. He's a provider. I don't know where he got his talent from. I've got a clue.
Amazing. So, what advice has resonated with you, and knowing what you know now, what insight would you share with the developing artists like the Young Bucks? You're a legend in the game. What knowledge would you like to share with the youngins coming up?
I would say like it's a 3-point discussion. There's domestics, there's finances, and there's creativity. Take care of that, and you have heaven in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would talk to the young bucks.
This next question is a bit somber, but how do you want your legacy to be remembered in the game? When people think Roots Maneuver in 50 years' time, 100 years' time, how do you want to be remembered, essentially? Or what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, you know, my sons have their, you know, when you think of Roots Maneuver, my sons have their Maneuver Brothers group,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing their thing. I would love them to have a platinum record,
mm-hmm.
and I would also want people to actually buy my new classic album. I know it's a compilation,
mm-hmm.
but there's going to be some new songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want people to think of Roots Maneuver as the mad guy that found a sanity of sorts, even though he was still mad.
Gold. Roots Maneuver, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rad. You're totally rad. Come on, get in a cab.
Peace out. Thank you.